Hi, Cherie Coleman here with your Adelaide News Briefing. We're likely to see new COVID restrictions announced for aged care in South Australia within the next 24 hours. Premier Stephen Marshall says areas of particular concern centre around PPE and the movement of staff between different aged care facilities.
Now, this has been a really big problem interstate, where people have been working on one site. They may have become infected as a worker and then going to another site and spreading that infection. So we are just looking very carefully at that over the next 24 hours. We're also looking at the issue associated with face masks and who should wear them.
It comes as Victoria's recorded 21 deaths and another 410 cases of COVID-19 overnight, and New South Wales has had another 18. Across the ditch, more new cases of COVID-19 are popping up in New Zealand, with one new case confirmed overnight and four other probable cases being monitored by health authorities. Yesterday, the country recorded four new infections after 102 straight days of being COVID-free. PM Jacinda Ardern urging anyone who has symptoms to come forward.
We do have the ability to scale up our testing over the next few days and bring on additional testing lab capacity. We also have the ability to bring in pooling of testing, which means we can scale up, and that is what we are working to do.
The first of a number of regional roads to get tens of millions of dollars in upgrades have been returned to 110km/h speed limits today. Speeds had temporarily been reduced to 100 while repairs were carried out. The routes include Andamooka Road between Andamooka and Olympic Dam and the Goyder Highway from Crystal Brook to Gulnare. Pies coach Nathan Buckley's been cleared over a fist bump with a fan at Adelaide Oval last night. Buckley says he greeted a man he once met at a bar 20 years ago who defended him and was then bashed, losing his sense of taste and smell. Buckley adding he simply wanted to acknowledge his presence. And All-Australian defender Michael Hurley will be missing from the Bombers' clash against the Suns tonight. He and Sam Draper are being managed, while Jacob Townsend misses through concussion. Tom Bell-Chambers, Marty Gleeson and Dylan Clark are all set to return.